Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and get started today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash in their new over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Yes, sir. I am excited because we had an amazing day on Tuesday. Absolutely fire. You know who it is. Really Rowe, Villain Rowe, Terrell from Jr. here with the WNBA Gambling Podcast. I got my guy Scott with me. Scott, what's going on?
Doing pretty well. How's it going with you?
Oh, I'm feeling great because came on here and not only did I sweep the board, but went 4-1 ATS, lock Atlanta Dream hit, dog Lynx money line at +280 cashed, moving my season totals to 14-5 to start the WNBA season ATS. 2-4 on my locks, which is really annoying to be 14-5 and you're 2-4 on your locks. That's really, really annoying because you're hitting everything but your locks. But 6-0 on the dogs. I'm nervous for myself because this run is absolutely insane. Isn't that insane? That's insane. I don't believe it.
I got swept last week, so, you know, last show. So all the pressure is off of me. So I'm going to try to get back on track on this one.
It's like sometimes you're like, all right, you want to do well, but when you start doing too well, that's when you start bringing in new audience. Like you get a new audience coming in listening and you're like, oh, shit. And that's really like the kind of anxiety that I'm feeling right now because I'm like, holy shit, I am on fire.
Well, dogs for our show earlier this week were almost impossible. I think you picked the only dog that actually won outright.
Yeah, no. So it was the only dog. It was the only dog. It's really so.
And so my dog was a lost cause. My favorite. Yeah. I was torn between your lock, the Dream, and something else, and I chose the over in the Mercury game, which ended up dying on me. But still, you know, it happens. You're gonna go 0-2 every now and then. It's about how you bounce back.
Yeah, and the Mercury game was interesting. DT and Skylar did getting into it a little bit on the bench. I love to see that competitive. It's really not even – I don't think it's an issue. I really don't think it's an issue. But
did you see the meme on that, by the way?
Which one?
There was a meme on that that was a conspiracy theory that Tarazi and – Diggs were getting into it because of the Suns' loss in Game 7. It rolled over, and I thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever read. It was so funny.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. All right. That's funny as shit. So, we're back here, a two-game slate. We're going to try to keep the good vibes rolling. But before we do that, we're going to talk about WynnBET to get down on their $50 bet, $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for $200 in free bets. Plus, the WynnBET casinos offer you a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000, and you can win a golf trip to win Las Vegas PGA Championship. All you have to do is before May 22nd, so you don't have a lot of time. You might want to go get that bet in now. Luckily, there's a really big tournament that you can put bets in on golf. You can bet $100+ on golf this week. If you do that, then you will be entered into a contest to win a golf trip to win Las Vegas. So what you should do, go listen to Golf Gambling Podcast with Twitterless Steve and Boston Capper and get some intel. And then you can go and you can bet $100 and get into this contest. So much to choose from. All you have to do is download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to get started today. Offer subject change, terms and conditions at wynnbet.com. Must be 21 or older or present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform that you can do dynasty leagues. You can do rookie mock drafts. Scott and I just did a rookie mock draft on the SGP Fantasy Football Podcast. You want to go check that out. But you can also make money on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. Super easy. Take sport, pick two players, pick stat, and bet over or under if they're going to hit that stat or not. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. And if you win, you can win anywhere from 2 to 20 times the amount of money you put in. I go all in. So if I hit all of my props, then I will win the money. But you can also, you know, do a thing where if you only hit a certain amount, then you can still try to win some money. Easy enough. Look, super excited because I can go in the app and I can see what my buddies, everybody in SGP is putting in, and I can go against them, I can tell them, I can fade them, and we can see who can go out there and hit the most wins. So stop what you're doing, download Sleeper now, play the new over-under game, and if you join our group at sleeper.com/SGP, Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right, Scott, let's get into this slate. First game, both of these games are at the same time. We have the Minnesota Lynx traveling to play the Las Vegas Aces. Lynx are fresh off of their first win of the season. Aces are laying 11, 169 on the total. What are you doing in this spot here? Is this the letdown spot for the Lynx after getting their first win?
I think it is. Besides that, the Aces are a team that when they win, they dominate. You look at the four wins this season, it's been by at least 11 points each. The 11-point win was against Seattle with Brianna Stewart. So you want to look at every other team. Beat the Mercury by 12, beat the Dream by 23 on the road, beat the Mercury in the opener by 18. The Lynx, the issue that they have, even in the win they had against the Sparks, they are awful defensively. Mm-hmm. They are really not a good defensive team. And just going down the line here, the Lynx really have allowed 78-plus points in each of the first five games. It has not been pretty. They've allowed at least 82 points in four of the five games. The team total for the Aces is 90.5. Just to sum it up on what the Aces are expected to do to the Lynx in this game, I'm going to take the Aces. It's a lot of points. I get it. You could argue that it's a potential, I'd say, spot for Minnesota to build on the momentum from last game, especially since it is a Commissioner's Cup game. I just think the Aces are so much better than the Lynx. I don't think it's very close. And the fact that the Aces can potentially walk into 95 in this game and nobody would be surprised is good enough for me. I'm going to lay it with the Aces here.
Yeah, so for me, it's a smash spot. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm all over the Aces in this series, in this game.
It should get ugly.
I really do think it does. And the Aces can run the score up on people. They're really good at that. But yeah, I'm on you. And it's really the total that's really hitting, because I think the Aces are going to run up the score. but not because they can, but because they're going to have to a little bit, not because they're in danger of losing the game, but I think Minnesota's going to hang around, and they're going to hang around enough where the Aces are like, all right, well, we're just going to have to keep – we're not going to be able to take possessions off. We're going to have to keep this offensive explosion going for the duration of the whole game because Minnesota's finally starting to get some players back. Mm. So McBride just came. She literally, in that last game, got off the plane from Istanbul, went to the stadium, and played the game.
Like also she, dropped 24.
Yes, and had the game, the game-winning go-ahead bucket. So is they're finally starting to get players back from overseas, and as the time they're getting healthier, and as the time goes on, this is becoming the Lynx team that we thought was going to be better this year. Mm. We didn't expect to see them start 0-4, but it's not surprising knowing how much they're missing, and they're still without Collier.
Yeah.
So
Minnesota's going to be a great buy low team once Collier's back, but it's not for
absolutely.
This game.
They're going to, and they're, yeah, absolutely. Not, I'm just not for this game. But I don't think that, so whereas I don't think that this gets into Vegas is up 30 and they can ease up on the gas, I think that they'll be consistently up 15, 14, yeah. Maybe even as at one point threatening the spread, and then they ultimately go and get the cover. Because Minnesota still finds ways to score the basketball. They still find ways to be pretty good. So I like the over for this one as well. Anything else you got for this game?
I think the one issue that I have with really taking points against the Aces is the fact that it feels like one quarter out of every game, the Aces just outscore the other team by 15.
And then
there's just one quarter in there where they just absolutely just blitz them. And they end up going from up 2 to up 17. And I feel like that might happen in this game. Maybe even after half. Becky Hammon's team so far this season has shown a real defensive intensity that I have not really seen from this team under Lambeer and some of the other coaches that they've had in the past. I think that's going to be the secret to their potential championship run. It's their ability to flip a switch defensively. Mm-hmm. And when that switch is flipped, I'm not sure any other team can match their defensive intensity.
Last game, all five starters in double figures for the Aces as well.
Yeah, the scoring, of course, is a given. I'm just saying their defense, I do think, is highly underrated.
No, yeah, I was just adding another point in there before we move on. And we talk about the next game on the slate. We have the Phoenix Mercury hosting the Dallas Wings, -5 on the line for the Phoenix Mercury, 161.5 on the total. And it's really hard to judge Phoenix off of what they've done because they've only played two teams, and both of those teams are good.
Yep.
So
the Seattle one has a little like asterisk by it, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Brianna Stewart didn't play, but it's not their fault though. They got matched up against the Aces twice. Mm-hmm. So it depends. What are your thoughts on the team? Because I think that they're a good team. Of course, they're still missing Griner for probably the year. Because they're working on some type of negotiations there. She's a long way away from playing.
Yep.
They still have Tarazi. They still have Diggin Smith. They still have Tina Charles. They got players. It's not like this team is not still loaded, but I have question marks, mostly about their defense.
I think that this is going to be the game. This is going to be the game. If they lose this game to Dallas, I will sit here and say, okay, maybe they aren't what we thought they were going to be. But as of now, I have Dallas in a different tier. I have Dallas in an upcoming tier, a fun-to-watch tier. But Phoenix is on another level. Phoenix is battle-tested. And they were in the WNBA Finals last year.
Yeah.
And what did they do after that? They added Tina Charles. Mm. And so, and they got Diamond DeShields. So those are two big acquisitions to a team that was in the WNBA Finals last year.
Does the argument on the sideline give you a little bit of pause about some team chemistry issues, or do you like it?
No, I don't care. I love it.
It was all the same thing with the Heat.
It's just that they just so happened to spill it out where the cameras could see.
They were also winning in the locker room when that happened, which was really the weird part.
But. Yeah. And that's why it's like, it happens. And the people that are so distraught, like, it just leads me to believe, like, dang, if you guys not play any organized sports, like,
I think you need some creative friction. I think you need it.
If everybody is yes men and everybody's all like, oh, girl, you did really good. Like, personal story, military, sitting there, we have a hot seat, and you go in there, sit somebody down, tell, and everybody goes and, hey, this is where you can work on this, all that stuff. But people go into settings like that, and this happens in locker rooms. People go into settings like that, and they'll be like, oh, well, you did really good. You helped us in this aspect. Okay, where's the criticism?
There's no way to improve if you only say the positives.
Nothing, if you only give the positives, no way of improving. You're just telling that person and giving them a pat on the back. No, you need to make each other better. And that's all I feel like Skylar Diggins and DT did, is they made each other better. So I expect a great bounce back. I'm on the Phoenix Mercury -5, which is going to make it really interesting for my dog today, because I just took both of the favorites. But I just think that Dallas is indifferent here, and I'm not willing to, because even without Breonna Stewart, I still think the Storm are one of the best teams in the league. Jewel Lloyd is absolutely fantastic and one of the best players in WNBA. And so I am going to give them some grace, and this will be the game for me where if they lose this one, then I may start to rethink how I feel about the Phoenix Mercury.
Yeah, we're on the same page in this one, which is going to make it really weird to find a dog here. But the way that I see it, I feel like, once again, it's a good, no matter what happens, it's a good experience learning-wise, so you know more about the Mercury and the Wings moving forward. The Wings burned me as my dog on the last show. Once again, all the favorites won besides the Lynx, so I didn't really have a choice. But the Wings were at home. Natasha Cloud ended up playing for the Mystics, which hurt. She was on a minute restriction, but the Wings, I did not think, looked very good in that game. The issue that I run into when it comes to evaluating the upside for the Wings is really just based on the fact that offensively, they're a little bit streaky, which is fine. Defensively, they leave a lot to be desired. And I feel like the Mercury, with the amount of firepower they have, can dominate on the perimeter, and they could dominate on the interior with Tina Charles. So I really question which area Dallas actually has an advantage in. And I feel like, as a result, I can't pick them to actually win as an underdog in this game. The one thing I will have brief rant about, some sports books out there, give me some damn alternative spreads for WNBA. Is that too much to ask?
More bets. Like, I want some player props. I want more.
I get the limits are, you know, small for WNBA.
Yep.
You got to give people some options here. Give us some alternative numbers. Give us plus money numbers, and people will bet it.
Wait till the summertime. Like, wait until the summertime when the NBA is over and all you're doing is looking at baseball for the course of the whole summer. You're going to get bettors.
Give me some alternative numbers.
But, you know, that's what platforms like us are for, to help bring attention to it, hopefully to help grow the league from viewership and participation. And so now we can try to force books to add some of these things. And to the first person that does it is going to make a bag.
I was going to say, yeah, we're going to Vegas. We can have some discussions.
All right, let's do it. All right, we knocking down doors. We're knocking down doors, and we're opening up opportunity. And to do that, I'm going to need a bunch of energy, so I'm going to tap in with Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. This stuff is a delicious scoop of AG1 that you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day off right. It supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy recovery, all of this stuff, and it's less than $3 a day. They have over 7,000 five-star reviews, and to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP. Health is wealth. And browsing in incognito mode doesn't protect your privacy. Just letting you know, in case you didn't know that, letting you know. So do what I do and use IPVanish VPN. It can absolutely, positively encrypt 100% of your data to make sure that your private details, your passwords, communications, browsing history, even your location will not fall into the raw hands. You basically get invisible online. You can use it on your computer, tablet, phones, even a Fire Stick, even your Fire Stick. So this is what you do. IPVanish is have a 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners and 30 days money back guaranteed. It's like 9 months for free. Super easy to use. Just to tap the button, go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Use promo code SGP to claim your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, it's time for the favorite part of the show and the part that people are skipping to and coming automatically straight here. Lock and Doll. Scott, what are you doing today?
So for this one, I do like the favorites in these matchups, but I am going to actually go with the biggest spread on the board. I'm going to take the Aces. I see them at 10.5. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do it. Props to the Lynx. Had a nice win. I am curious if they're a little bit hungover for finally getting a win on the board, mm-hmm. but the Aces are just so much better. It's really not close, and I will give the Lynx props for winning in LA.
Yep.
But Vegas is a different animal, and you're just looking at the margin of victory by the Aces in these wins. It's a bloodbath half the time, and I really expect the Aces at home to come out, punch them in the mouth. They might go for 98 in this game. It would not surprise me if they're pushing a hundo. I don't think they're going to get there, but if they're going to get to a team total of 90.5, and they might end up with 95, I don't think the Lynx are getting to 84. I'll go with a 92-78 type of game. But give me the Aces. I think they'll be in a good position to cover this number. And if they don't take their foot off the gas, they should get there. So give me the Aces.
All right. What's your dog?
My dog is going to be a parlay because I need to do something. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with the Mercury on the money line against the Wings. And I'm going to take the Aces first half, -5.5.
Like it.
Parlay those two, it's +170.
I like that. I like that. All right. For me, my lock, I'm going to go to the other game, and I'm going to take the Phoenix Mercury, -5. You started out season 2-2. Not bad. You're, you know, not really sweating that too much, but this is a game where you have to feel like you are better than this Dallas team. You have to feel like you are the superior team. I think that they go out here and they make a statement and showing that, hey, we are still that WNBA Finals team from last year. We've gotten better, and we are going to show it. We're not going to let our misfortunes against the Aces slow us down at all. So give me the Phoenix Mercury to bounce back and get it done, -5. For my dog, whew.
You got to parlay something.
Yeah, I know. I got to parlay.
Or you take a first half play. You take a dog in the first half.
But I could. I don't really trust those guys that right. All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Aces on the money line, and I'm going to take the Aces in the Lynx game to go over 169. Parlayed that together, and it's a baby dog, +120. So it gets the job done. I don't think that the Lynx are going to struggle as much scoring the basketball. I think they'll still be able to get close to that 80 number. And if the game goes exactly how you said, I did the math over here while you were talking because I can't do mental math in my head right now as I'm thinking, it was 170.
Yeah.
And that gets me over to 169. So that confirmed it for me. You confirmed it for me. I'm going to take the over. There we go. Aces, money line, over 169 for my dog. And the Phoenix Mercury -5 for my lock. Scott, is there anything else you have for the people?
Not really. Once again, we're going to have to take matters into our own hands in Vegas. We will get you the alternative spreads. You better believe we're going to try to make something happen. But
we're banging besides down that, doors. Do you hear that, WinBet? We're coming.
Looking forward to it. You know, it should be fun, our trip in general. But of course, we also just did an NBA gambling podcast. So if you want to check out the playoff action, then we got you covered there too. So a lot of sports going on. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to covering it more over the next couple of weeks. And yeah, let's make some money.
Absolutely. It feels great. I love that. Let's make some money. Don't even want to say anything else like that because you guys know I don't know how to end the show. Just make sure you support WNBA Gambling Podcast. Make sure you're leaving a review. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. Go to your kids' tablet and play us over there as well. And on your wife's phone or your husband's phone or wherever. Go over there and do that as well. Girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, go and get us. Listen, and drop more reviews. Go listen, drop reviews on their site too. I think we're going to do a contest soon. I'm feeling like I want to give something away. So I'm feeling a contest very, very soon. We'll see. Let's talk to the boss to see what I can do about that. All right. You know me, @reallyreal__. Have nothing else for you. No idea how I'm going to end the podcast. I'm sorry, guys. Well, so I guess I just have to say we're out.